Watch out where the Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Here in southern Baghdad, the insurgents used their favorite tactic, a suicide car bomb. The driver rammed his vehicle into a convoy of police commandos, whose primary mission is to crush the insurgency. At least 16 policemen died. Just hours later, police commandos came under attack again in the same area. Two car bombs detonating next to a patrol, leaving yet more dead and injured. Fierce gun battle then erupted with more insurgents. Not since the invasion of Iraq more than 2 years ago has the city seen bloodshed on this scale.
Jubilant Palestinians celebrating Israel's pullout clamber over walls at Rafah, a town in Gaza straddling the border with Egypt. It was after these chaotic scenes that Palestinians say Egyptian border guards opened fire on the crowds trying to disperse them. They say a Palestinian man in his 30s died of a gunshot wound to the head.
The state of Texas has executed Frances Newton. She was killed by lethal injection shortly after 6 o'clock Texas time last night, despite widespread calls for a stay of her execution. She's the first African-American woman to be executed in Texas since Reconstruction. Her supporters included Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, the Austin American statesman, and the head of the American Bar Association. Numerous questions were raised about whether Newton received a fair trial when she was convicted of killing her husband and two children 18 years ago. Her state-appointed attorney, Ron Mock, did not interview a single witness in preparation for her trial. He has since been barred from handling capital cases due to incompetence. Hours before her execution, the Supreme Court denied a petition to stop her execution.
If the victims were white, where there had been a faster response, two-thirds of whites disagree with that, but 7 out of 10 blacks think that is the case. A huge racial divide confronting this president and this country.
According to documents published in today's Guardian, between December 1997 and October 2004, BAE Systems paid General Pinochet almost $2 million in 14 separate payments. The last direct payment from BAE is alleged to have been on 30th of June 2004 for $179,000.
5,261st meeting of the Security Council is called to order. Will those in favor of the draft resolution containing document S/205/577 concerning the prevention of incitement to terrorism, please raise their hand. The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 1624 of 2005.
Fellow Americans calling out for food and water. Vulnerable people left at the mercy of criminals who had no mercy. And the bodies of the dead lying uncovered and untended in the street.
A majority of those suffering, Mr. Bush noted, were lower-income minorities. From there, he made the issue of race a theme in his address.
As all of us saw on television, there's also some deep, persistent poverty in this region as well. That poverty has roots in a history of racial discrimination, which cut off generations from the opportunity of America. We have a duty to confront this poverty with bold action. So let us restore all that we have cherished from yesterday, and let us rise above the legacy of inequality.
When we're spending $60 billion, Lou, it's just being moved out without any real hearing. We need to know there's somebody watching it very, very closely, because if this money is not spent well, it'll be a double tragedy.
Well, we're looking at already just about 50 no-bid contracts, Senator. One of the things that concerns me is this administration's decision to waive the Davis-Bacon Act and not pay prevailing wages. That seems to me to be politically tone-deaf and frankly an insensitive and unconscionable decision for the very people who need that money and a prevailing wage in the recovery and the rebuilding efforts.
Well, you know, but Davis-Bacon, prevailing wage, I'm not sure what that is. We'll be able to get...
Well, what it means is that waiver, Senator, means that people are not going to have to pay that. The contractors, many of them with no bid contracts, aren't going to have to pay the prevailing wage.
They'll pay competitive raise in the region. That's what they'll have to pay. And it's going to be a good time for workers because any worker that's in the construction trade or rebuilding trade are going to have a premium on their salaries. They may make above that rate, really. But, some felt that this federal Davis-Bacon Act didn't need to apply, and the president agreed, went along with that. I would just say that we need to watch that money. We are, in a way, throwing money at this problem. We want to help. My state was hit badly. I saw people that lost everything they had, working class people, poor people. And we need to help them, but it's not helping them if we don't spend the money wisely. If we end up with $100, $200 billion spent and we haven't done it wisely, it would be a tragedy.
Wouldn't you say it'd also be a tragedy, Senator, not to be paying the prevailing wage? That's the only reason with the way Davis-Bacon is if somebody's thinking of not doing that.
Well,
I couldn't agree with you more about
that.
your sense of prudence in terms of this money. But at the same time, with no bid contracts in the billions and to worry about dollars or cents per hour for people who really need the money, that doesn't seem quite the American way to me, does it you?
Well, we'll pay, they'll have to pay a competitive wage, and there's no doubt about that, and meet all the other federal laws and regulations. But what I would say to you is we have a mentality right now in the Congress, Lou, in which this thing is hot politically, and the safest thing for us to do is just put so much money out there that nobody can blame us.
In addition to challenging insurance policy language, the Attorney General alleges that one company, Nationwide Mutual, and possibly others, are demanding that property owners who receive emergency funds sign documents saying their losses were due to flooding. The Attorney General fears that the insurers will then use those documents to deny future claims. Attorney General Hood is seeking a temporary restraining order to stop the alleged practice.
You need to be on the ball to get ahead in the World Testicle Cooking Championships. Nibbling an animal's naughty parts isn't to everyone's taste, but contenders at this event in Serbia are nuts about the delicacy they call white kidneys. Many people believe testicles are a health food, probably because they include hormones. They're believed to increase potency, although that's never been scientifically confirmed. Organisers of the contest bounced back from the no-show disappointment of an Australian who claimed to be an expert in kangaroo cookery. The eventual winner was a chef who tickled the judges' palates with a dish involving bull and boar bits. The championships are intended to help boost consumption of testicles. Many find the idea unsavoury. Proponents say tasty testicles are just the dog's gonads. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
Ivana Trump is the kind of freewheeling funmeister I like to hitch my party wagon onto. At something called the Voice of the Streets Brazil benefit at Churrascaria Plataforma, serious people were discussing the fate of the favelas, while Ivana and I focused on an even more populous region. Is Amanda Lepore a man or a woman? The glamorous divorcee asked me, having just observed the transsexual diva up close. Well, she chopped it off, I exclaimed pertly as a couple of people gathered round. So is she a man or a woman? Repeated Ivana. Absolutely a woman, I shrieked, by now practically drawing a crowd. But have you seen it? Asked Ivana mischievously, as an undercover tabloid reporter craned his little noggin. No, I mean yes, I boomed to the whole room. Everyone has. She's always naked at parties. I'm sure it could be a mangina, but she says she cut it off and she's never lied before. She says she cut it off, said Ivana, grinning. So, is she a woman? This went on for like 5 or so minutes more, and Ivana never seemed completely convinced. But there's no confusion as to what's between her legs. In fact, at Heathrow recently, a security person checked Ivana over, then asked, can I pull your zipper? No, laughed Ivana, I have no underwear on. Ever a good citizen, she allowed the inspection anyway.
Clearly, there is much work to be done. Despite their competence, commitment, and cheerful pluck, the Lesbian Rangers can't do it all single-handedly.
There's room for everyone at Lesbian National Parks and Services. From our exciting Junior Ranger Corps to the Lesbian Ranger Reserve, we offer something for every age and lifestyle.
And for those truly committed to an exhaustive life of lesbianism, consider becoming a full-fledged Lesbian Ranger.
Well, at first I was sort of nervous about it, but once I'd made up my mind to try, it all came so naturally.
Eligible lesbians come from all walks of life and are united by a deep-seated desire to serve and be serviced. The golden rule of the Lesbian Ranger, tried and true, guides their every footfall.
Do unto lesbians as you would have lesbians do unto you.
Well said, Junior Ranger.
Lesbian National Parks and Services wants you. We need you. Together, we can make a difference.
Range on, oh lesbians. Range on.
So people are not put off by the news that some candidates have been killed?
There's 6,000 candidates. It appears that a lot of campaigning is going on. Now, there are some provinces where they are more violent and where there are more threats and people are more cautious, and there are large parts of the country in which there's been no violence at all. There are also issues between candidates and their clan violence. This is not a totally settled place yet.
I believe every part of the Bible speaks to people. The Bible is God's Word, Diane, and when you read God's Word, God speaks to our hearts. We can talk to Him anytime through prayer, but as we read the Scripture, it's a living book, and God speaks to our hearts as we read it. We find comfort, instruction, and also we see God's love. The Bible tells us that God loves us very much. He cares for us.
You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war.
And he has a plan and a purpose for our life, and when we have storms in life, like the people on the Gulf Coast just experienced, God is still there. God is still with us. He hasn't left us.
You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war.
And people want to know God, and they want to know his plan and purpose. And
we have the ability to take him out, and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability.
And do it for 3 months, and what we're doing is, don't take him to your home. We're not asking you to do that, but just rent an apartment, a home, and put that family, and give them a chance to get a job, help them get a job, have someone from the church look after them, call on them every day, get the kids in school.
It's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with.
God speaks to our hearts. We can talk to him anytime through prayer.
You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war. I don't think any oil shipments will stop, but this man is a terrific danger. This is in our sphere of influence, and we can't let this happen. We have the Monroe Doctrine. We have other doctrines that we have announced. And without question, this is a dangerous enemy to our South, controlling a huge pool of oil that could hurt us very badly. We have the ability to take him out, and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability. We don't need another $200 billion war to get rid of one, you know, strong-armed dictator. It's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with.
Now, what's the real story? The real story is this. 10% of Americans, and 10% of any society, simply are so chaotic for whatever reason that they're never, ever going to be able to fend for themselves and make a living. They're either substance abusers, they're mentally ill, they're screwed up emotionally beyond, they can't carry on a conversation, they're catatonic, schizophrenic, whatever it may be. No matter how much money you pour in, they're always going to be in that condition. It's not massive neglect. It's not. It's human nature. Now, our government has a duty to provide a safety net so these people aren't living under bridges. But some of them are anyway, because all the entitlement money they get, they spend on heroin or crack or alcohol. So they can't pay their rent because the money that they're given, they spend on drugs and alcohol. So what do? Give them more money? They're not going to pay their rent. They're going to spend it on drugs and alcohol. And therefore, they're going to be out on the street with their hand out. Many, many, many of the poor in New Orleans are in that condition. They weren't going to leave no matter what you did. They were drug addicted. They weren't going to get turned off from their source. They were thugs, whatever. Now, the tragedy is that a lot of times these people have children. And society has to take care of their children. Now, to me, I'm much more punitive than I would take the children away from these people. If you tested positive for heroin or crack, I'd take your child away out of the house. All right, I'd rather have the kid in the system than under your control. It's a tough call, but that's what I would do.
Workers' compensation was the poison of our economy. Workers' compensation was the poison of our economy. I love retired judges that has no vested interest in the outcome. They will draw the districts, and then we will present the districts the way they're drawn to the people of California, and let them vote. See, we want the people to be part of it and every step of the way, because this way we guarantee that the people will be represented.
So you bet it costs money, but I'm confident we can handle it. I'm confident we can handle our other priorities. It's going to mean that we're going to have to make sure we cut unnecessary spending.
A 1967 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, hot pink with whale skin hubcaps and all leather cow interior and big brown baby seal eyes for headlights. Yeah! And I'm gonna drive around in that baby at 115 miles per hour, getting 1 mile per gallon, sucking down quarter pound of cheeseburgers from McDonald's in the old-fashioned non-biodegradable styrofoam containers. And when I'm done sucking down those greaseball burgers, I'm gonna wipe my mouth with the American flag, and then I'm gonna toss the styrofoam containers right out the side, and there ain't a goddamn thing anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb, that's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bombs, okay? John Wayne's not dead. He's frozen. And as soon as we find a cure for cancer, we're going to thaw out the Duke, and he's going to be pretty pissed off. You know why? Have you ever taken a cold shower? We'll multiply that by 15 million times. That's how pissed off the Duke's going to be. I'm going to get the Duke and John Cassavetes and Lee Marvin and Sam Peckinpah and a case of whiskey and drive down to Texas.
Hey, you know, you really are an asshole.
Why don't you just shut up and sing this song, pal?
I'm an asshole. Yo, yo, yo.